Good evening, it's Barbara Nebraska, and today is Tuesday, January 26, 2010. And I'd like to share with you a special activity we do every year during Catholic Schools Week. It's called the Celebrate Life Prayer Service, and it's legendary at our school. We have been doing this for, gosh, I think over 25 years, and it always runs the same, but it's really fun prayer service that we do. When I think back to the beginnings of it, it was put together by a few teachers a couple years ago, and they would always do a slideshow. And of course, you've seen slides, they'd pull down the big projector. Well, now they're using iMovie, and we have digital photos, so it's so much easier to grab photos. You know, each teacher takes some photos, emails it to the teachers who's putting together the iMovie. And she puts together with music, and it's really fun. But what's really cool about this is we're celebrating the birthdays of each child. So they are all given a little symbol that we just cut from our AccuCut machine for their birthday month. So if you were born in January, you have a little snowflake. February is a heart, March a shamrock, April a raindrop, May a flower, June a sunburst, July a flag, August a crown, September a leaf, October cornstalk, November cornucopia, and December evergreen tree. And then the children march into the auditorium and you sit with all the children that are in your birth month. So it's really neat. It starts, the eighth graders come in and they sit in their birth month area. And then the 7th, 6th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and kindergartens. So you're sitting with a new group of people, the birth month people, and I sit with all the October kids, and it's kind of fun to watch them grow, and, you know, it's the same kids. You know, there was a birthday twin of mine. I think he's now, I think he's like a junior in high school. So for 8 years, eight years, I sat in the same area with him. We both had the same birthday. We always sat in October. Anyway, then we have a reader who reads a little reflection for each month. For example, for January, we are the children of the new year. Our white candle represents the beginning of a new year. Like snowflakes, no two of us are alike. We pray that we will respect and celebrate each other's differences. And in the past, we had these large pillar candles for each color that went with the month. And then it was getting harder for the woman who was running the prayer service to find the different colors because they were like a green and orange, red. You know, just, you know, she had 12 different colors that were getting kind of hard to find. So she went to the little votive candles. She got the colored glass and then put a little white votive in there. And every year it was always so hard. Now that they have the childproof lighters, it's so hard for the little kids to light them because we would have a child that was assigned to each candle. And this year we're doing those little flicker candles that you just flick the switch and then it has like a little flame. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm in charge of organizing the prayer service part this year. And then my coworker Ann is in charge of the iMovie. So we will see how it goes. It's going to be next Wednesday during Catholic Schools Week. And I just wanted to share that prayer service with you. So everybody have a good day.